Good afternoon, Lehigh. My name is Ted Mascari, and I am from Webster, New York. I'd like to welcome you to the Wasatch Invitational here on October 3rd, 2015. To be my honor and privilege to judge your program today in the category of Music Ensemble. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the very best of luck. Let's have a great show. I have a great vantage point for your program. Love the electronics right off the bat. Love the mood that you're creating. Yeah, nice direction from the front ensemble there. Pretty good job on the approach of the front ensemble. The mix between that and the soloist is really, really nice, actually. Now I gotta say, I don't know about the mallet selection. It seems a little harsh back there for me. Got a little bit too much of a bite for me. Nice build here. Come on. Yeah, pretty good job. Nice arrival point for the band. Yeah, I think there's more we can do in terms of musical direction all the way through that phrase. And almost terraced instead of crescendo. It just seemed kind of awkward and kind of mechanical to me. Yeah, watch overall timing. Ooh, watch to release that phrase battery. I think there's opportunities as you get into here. And careful. Make sure your mellophone player isn't sticking out of the ensemble. Much better push through the end of the phrase there. Again, decent job with the attempting of the dynamics for the battery. Just make sure you control at the lower dynamic rhythmic values. Yeah, pretty good job with the end of the phrase. Just make sure as you think about, when you think about the vertical or the horizontal pacing of the program, where does this sit, you know, in terms of the vertical in terms of the horizontal pacing? It didn't seem like we got where we needed to get from an overall volume structure and just from an actual punctuation on the end of that. Yeah, I like the front ensemble stuff here. Better mallet selection there, too, as well. Nice approach. Nice moment for the woodwinds. I think there's opportunities there for more musicianship and to shape a little bit more with the band, especially with the woodwinds. Still opportunities in that hole. It's a gorgeous moment, or it could be a gorgeous moment, between the front ensemble and the woodwinds, but we just didn't maximize out that phrase and really shape that. Yeah, make sure we all agree on where the pinnacle of that crescendo is. Yeah, pretty good job with the cold attack there. Like the silence creating some suspension in there. Yeah, watch the intonation with the trumpets there. And we're really not maximizing out these phrases. There's still so many opportunities to be more musical in here and to create musical direction where we're kind of all at the same dynamic level for a long period of time. And then the last four counts crescendo. There's moments in there to kind of create more peaks and valleys and to do more with that long phrase. I appreciate the attention that it takes to play such a long phrase, but we just need to make sure that we create more musicality out of there. Yeah, nice end there. Again, for me, from a mallet selection standpoint, there just seems to be too much of the core of the mallet that I hear. It's just not a warm sound. And in that part of the show, you really want a nice warm sound. Ooh, careful, mellophones. Watch your pitch right there. And watch your rhythmic control, too. Yeah, more attention to feet in there. I know I'm not judging visual, but that's affecting your music. We need to really make sure we're pushing our feet through that stuff. Neat. Looking to see where we go with this phrase. Again, you know, in terms of tempo, it's just a moderate tempo, like the phrase before. Check out your feet. We got a lot of people out of step, guys, which is affecting the overall execution of what we're doing musically here. Where's that musical direction, guys? Yeah, watch that unison bass drums. Push your feet. We have lots of people not pushing their feet still, which is affecting the individual sounds and the different communication that we have going on in these musical conversations. Yeah, good direction at the end of that phrase. Nice space cleared out for the percussion ensemble. Yeah, unreadable runs in the front ensemble. Yeah, be careful, triple roll in the battery. Appreciate the metric modulation. Watch the roll at the end and hand motion there. And even just the overall approach, why the snares and quads bring their mallets to sticks down and the bass drums didn't? It's not a music ensemble comment. It's just a presentation thing, a professional thing, all looking uniform. Where's the melody? Where's the melody, guys? Make sure it's prominent here. Yeah, Dr. Choo-choo-choo. Make sure we kick the band in a little bit better than that. It's got to be stronger. Yeah. Triplet roll again. Yeah, watch. We have low brass sticking out of the ensemble down here. Side one. Okay, Lehigh. Like the sample at the end. Again, I think it's probably just check out the overall fidelity of the sample. I think there's an opportunity with the fidelity. I think it could be compressed a little bit. I think it could be EQ'd up a little bit. There's some highs and lows in there that will give you a little bit better fidelity of the actual sound sample. There's definitely a lot of interest in the program, but we lose focus. We lose focus. I questioned, and I pointed out before, mallet selection, where you get a lot of bite into the bars, especially some of the marimba. Actually, it was marimba and vibraphone mallets at times. So take a look at that. Make sure you get out in front of the band. Make sure you can hear some of that stuff to see if you have some flexibility within your mallets to go with something that doesn't have so much more of a bite and something that has a little bit more warmth to their sound. And then battery, like I talked about earlier, just make sure we're watching overall execution and making sure that everybody is on the same page. Sometimes there were some battery parts where they played well, and then other times they just kind of checked out a little bit, and it caused some not only ensemble errors sometimes from front to back, but also just from a plain execution errors. Winds, as I talked about earlier, in the overall your execution and how you worked ensemble, I think there's opportunities for more direction at the end of the phrases. Definitely more opportunities and more things happening from the winds attempting, especially finishing musical phrases. Percussion needs to make sure that they're finishing musical phrases the same way that the winds are finishing musical phrases. So I hope my comments have been helpful. Wish you nothing but the best of luck throughout the rest of the year. Take care.